What's good, Faith Walkers? Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. We have a God's Vibes hotline episode today. The God's Vibes hotline is where you get to get coached live on the God's Vibes podcast. It is totally free. All you've got to do is fill out the form in the show notes. It's a God's Vibes hotline form that you can fill out, and then you can come on live and get coached on the podcast. We are also in the midst right now of 30 days of faith walking. So I do want to let you know that this is live. This is really the final window to get plugged into 30 days of faith walking. You can join us clicking the link in the show notes so that you can join these upcoming live sessions. But when March is over, so are the lives. So make sure that you come join us this week and next week for these final sessions. All right, without further ado, let's dive into this hotline episode.
Welcome, Kelsey, to the God's Vibes podcast.
Hello, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited that you're here. This is so fun. So tell the folks a little bit about you and then what question you've got for me today.
Oh boy, so much to say.
Oh geez.
All right. Well, where do I start? I live in California. I'm a mom of two, married, and yeah, I've been a big dreamer my whole life. Definitely didn't know my direction or had clarity for like most of my life, but I always knew I wanted more, and I always knew like there's got to be something more.
Yeah.
So, a few years ago, I kind of started like a ministry based online thing that I really, when I was started to do it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is finally it. Like, this is it. And I had written like a little devotional. I created shirts and a bag, and I hosted like a little event, and I just loved it. And I started a podcast, and I was like, oh my God, this is it finally. So I was really excited about it. But then I had my second. So, and then at the time I actually started doing some coaching. I was doing some one-on-one coaching because I was like, well, how can I like monetize this? Because I really like, I need to make money. I'm not like doing anything right now, like money-wise. And so I feel like I got very like sidetracked with that because I turned from being like ministry encouragement to coaching and being like, well, now I just need to have a business and make money. And that was like not where my like heart was, even though I like tried to make it be that.
And then
I pretty much stopped everything, stopped all of it for almost 2 years. And I've had my real estate license for like 7 years. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll just get back into real estate so I can make money that way. Cause I just need to make money. That didn't really work out either. So I still didn't find much success in that. And then like 7 months ago, I discovered like digital marketing and affiliate marketing, and my friend had started doing it. And so I was like, oh my gosh, maybe this is how I can make money. I'm like, we're going back to this. I know.
Oh my gosh. It's
just something. So I got into all of that and I didn't do that great either. I made a little bit. And then this last month, I was just thinking about lots of stuff. And I'm like, man, I know my like passion, my heart has always been like the faith niche, the encouragement, the inspiration. Yeah. Like that is like to the core who I am and what I love.
Okay.
And I basically was like, yeah, I think I have to like switch over back to that. And I don't really know what that's going to look like. I don't know how I'm going to make money. And it's really crazy because right around that same time I had pretty much decided I was going to do that. I went to my really good friend. He's a pastor, and I haven't come to his church in like a year, but he's crazy, crazy prophetic. And he started praying for me, and he was like, the reason why everything you've been doing has not been working is because that's not what you're supposed to be doing. I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, you're called to ministry. Like you're called to like, you know, like all basically all the stuff that I was doing before. And I was just like, wow, it was intense. I mean, among many other things he said, but it was just so good. And
so good.
So I'm like, all right, this is definitely like confirmation. So here I am. And
hey.
Yeah, so I'm, I guess, trying to find more clarity on everything. I do love the idea of starting kind of like what you have, like a membership type thing. And I wanted to do like, maybe I'll do like 2 monthly coaching calls and then have like videos. And I wanted to create a course, but I don't have like the full clarity on what that would look like. So to me, that doesn't feel like very accessible right now.
Okay.
But just like doing some kind of membership with videos feels like, okay, I can kind of do it as it goes. And, you know,
yeah.
And then my like big picture goal is to do like speaking in a book and events and conferences and
okay.
How, yeah, lead to that. So,
okay. Okay. Now tell me, because it's really interesting. Thank you for unpacking this whole journey. I think this gives clarity and insight to everyone listening. I can just feel all the hearts that are like, me too, right? Where it's like, that's like, oh, like frustrating. Like, I just want to make it work, but it's not working. Okay. So track with me here for a second. So on some of this journey, right? Like the Devo and the shirts and the bag and the podcast, you're in like this bigger than what you pictured reality, but you're having a time. Like you're enjoying your life and you're just trusting and listening and building at the same time, right? Then you hit coaching and you're like, I need to monetize. Okay. So what I'm sensing here is a motive shift. Okay. Just
totally.
Feel me on it, but like just track with that for a second. Then you go into trying to monetize coaching. Then you go into trying to make money for real estate. And then you try to go into make money for digital marketing and affiliate marketing, right? So what were you trying to do in all of this?
Make money.
Okay. But what was behind the make money? What was driving that I need to make money?
I mean, I have like my husband's been the only one working for a long time, or at least like bringing money in. And I have felt like the pressure for sure, and the stress and like the overwhelm of that, because I have been so badly wanting to like help contribute and not feel like he's looking like, I guess, like down on me, thinking like, okay, well, why don't you just get a job, or why don't you, you know, like do something. And I have been wanting, like, I want to do that. Like I want to help do that, but I also like want to do it in a way that like I love, or that like I feel excited about. Like, I don't want to go just get like a crappy job. And then, you know, like I have 2 kids, but my parents thankfully are like really close, so they can help a ton.
Okay.
So I've, you know, was thinking, okay, I can try to like build this and try and do this and make money that way, cause at least I enjoy it like that. Okay. And I just, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to, he's not as much like me, as in like God will provide type thing. He's very like practical and like, okay. Like just like a week ago, he was like, okay, we really need to start like figuring out our savings again, because we're spending way more than we're making. And I'm like, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if I'm hearing you, here's what was behind all three of those initiatives. And how much time was that? Like what period of time was trying to monetize coaching, real estate, and affiliate marketing? What was the period?
I think 2 years ago is when I started trying to do with the coaching. And then probably like 6 months after that was going back into real estate. And then like 7-8 months ago is when I started doing digital marketing stuff.
Okay.
Within like 2 years, all of this.
We'll call this a 2-year journey. Okay. Mm-hmm. So backed behind this 2-year journey, just picture this, okay, is fear, urgency, pressure, stress, and overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And from what you know about you, or really any human, what do they create from fear, urgency, pressure, stress, and overwhelm?
Nothing good.
Okay. And is any of that the Lord?
No.
Okay. So when we go to, and I just, what this creates too, right, is a fear mm-hmm. cycle. So kind of like a interesting like spin cycle. That's sort of what happens. So there's a spin cycle happening in your soul over a 2-year period. Okay. And the spin cycle, your soul is your mind, will, emotion. So your mind is spinning because mm-hmm. there's this thought that says, I'm not helping. I have to make money. I have to try, like, this has to work, but it's not working. Right. Like, so there's a spinning happening in your mind, and then your emotions start spinning too. And adding mm-hmm. to that, like, and they are reinforcing what's actually in your heart, right? Which could be some interesting beliefs. So tell me what is actually in your heart, those beliefs that are in there.
Well, for starters,
ones that usually we don't say out loud, but what are yeah. the ones that are in there? Okay.
I mean, I know for pretty much my entire life, I've never really stuck to anything, and I've always like given up before anything really has happened.
Yeah.
And so to mine, my husband knows that. He's like, great, you're just going to start this. And then a few months later, you're going to be like, it's not working. So let's move on.
Yes.
So for me, it's like proving that like I could be successful, or I could actually make something work and, you know, see the fruit of it, I guess.
Okay.
And especially in like a practical way like that, that he could see versus right. just like, oh, I wrote a devotional, like yeah. whatever, but I'm not selling it or something, you know, like nothing's yeah. coming from it, but
right.
like, okay, I started a podcast, but yes. you know, it's very like whimsical type thing. So,
okay. So let me repeat some of these back. So I don't stick with things. Okay. I'm hearing that I want to make it work, but the belief that's really behind that is I can't make it work.
Totally.
Which is yeah. why I try and pull back, and I try and like, you kind of give yourself whiplash. Is there mm-hmm. any other one that's like in there that I feel like we almost hit?
I mean, I've heard that not feeling good enough has been a big thing.
Okay. Okay.
even though I don't know, consciously, I don't think that, or I don't feel that, but then I think deep down I do, like not feeling good enough to actually have something happen. Okay.
What would happen? Cause I'm curious. I think you nailed it, but I'm curious, what would happen if you succeeded in what you love?
What would happen? I don't know. I would be happy, excited.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me what it looks like. What does it look like when you're like succeeding doing what you love and what you feel drawn to?
I mean, I would feel accomplished and excited and proud. That's mainly what I can think of.
What would be the benefits maybe to you and to your family and those you're connected to?
Being able to help and not feel like we don't have enough, or we can't, you know, do the things that we love because we don't have enough money for it. Or, and again, like, I'm also not a super practical person. Like, I'm like, I want to go like travel and luxury and stuff like that. So to some people, like, that yeah. may not be the thing,
yeah.
but to me, I'm like, I want to be able to help so we can like do things that are yeah. fun and yeah. that I want and stuff.
Okay. And then how could you and your husband be a team in this effort? Right. Knowing that it sounds like he is practical and you are a bit of the visionary and the dreamer. How can that actually really complement each other really well?
I mean, if I was doing this stuff, mm-hmm. it'd be great. I've even thought like, oh man, it'd be great. He could do like all the back end boring stuff, and he could like figure out like the logistics that I hate and all of that. But he also has a full-time job and would not really want to do that. So
okay.
What would it bring
to your family if you guys partnered on it, right? Like maybe there's a shared vision or some mm-hmm. practical steps that help you actually function.
What would that be for my family, you said?
Yeah. Like how could you see a partnership? So maybe he's not, let's say, in your business, building your business with you, but how can he still support you in building and support mm-hmm. you and vice versa?
I mean, I've like tried to go to him for like ideas or like say kind of what's going on. And to him, it's, I even asked him, I was like, if this was you, what would you do? And he's like, if it was me, I'd get a normal job. I'm like, okay. So I feel like it's a dead end every time. Like he doesn't really understand me or what I want. He just wants to like actually have something happen from it.
Okay. So there's fun. So here's some things that are happening that I'm going to hold up for you. Okay. So here is what is underlying this genuine desire to contribute to your family and bring some relief. Okay. I don't stick to things. I can't make it work. Right. Mm-hmm. I am afraid I won't be successful, which is somewhat a back and forth between I'm afraid of failure and I'm afraid of success. Right. Because if I succeed, then I have to figure out some of these logistics and technical things that I don't like at all. And I don't want to do what I don't like. But then if I fail, then like these lies are true. And I don't want to live under the oppression of that. Right. And then there could be more too, which is creating friction in the relationship. Like my husband doesn't understand me. We're not a good match. Like he thinks I'm a total weirdo. It's like, we're not wired the same way, when really you can play to each other's strengths and that could actually totally help your relationship. Okay. Now the interesting thing is when you were building the devotional and the shirts and the bag and the podcast and all the things, were you thinking any of that stuff?
I don't think so.
What were you thinking then?
I was just like on a mission.
What was your mission?
To make it happen. And I was excited and it felt like possible. I mean, even though I know my husband still was kind of like, oh God, but I don't know. It was like building momentum and things were like starting to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what did you learn about you in that season?
That I actually did do something.
What else did you learn?
I mean, I think that the fact that I really tried to do all of that because it felt like so right was a big deal. And I know I'm very like moved by inspiration and like what I need to feel, which is neither a good thing nor a bad thing. I don't know. But it drove my, I guess, like motivation in it.
Okay. Amazing. So if I'm hearing you right, like what really worked for you before in terms of building and creating? One, you had faith because you believed it was possible. Two, you didn't put any sort of limitations on yourself. You were just excited and that excitement and that passion was driving its own momentum and you kept showing up and you kept trying things because you weren't attached to the outcome.
Right.
You weren't trying to make them anything. You just let them evolve, right? And you were having fun and enjoying your life until what?
Until I saw all these people that I knew doing coaching and saying, you should do coaching. You'd be so good at it. And I'm like, oh, maybe. And then they said, you could do it and, you know, you can make money this way, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, maybe. Okay. Maybe I should.
And then what happened?
And then I started doing that and became obsessed with trying to figure out how to make money from it.
And did that make you fulfilled, happy? Were you in alignment or inspired in any way?
I mean, to an extent, I still like did enjoy it for sure. And I still tried to kind of like stay similar, but I definitely just became all about like, how can I make this a business and build this and become that?
Okay. And you kind of fell under like the tyranny of how. Okay. Because now you're not thinking like a creator. Now you're really thinking like, how am I going to make this work? Which asking that question is actually exposing a belief that I don't think it will. And so then all you're doing is building this self-fulfilling prophecy of it's not going to work. It's not going to work, but I'm going to try. It's not going to work. And it's not going to work, but I'm going to try. Right. And then you're just exhausted and all those things that you just said. So a couple of things that you can observe about different approaches here. On the first one, you were inspired, which literally means in spirit. So I like to say you're in step with spirit. Okay. Two, you are doing what you're designed to do. Mm. You are like actually in agreement with how you are wired and what your design is. So in a way, you're being obedient and you're following through and you're not attaching to the outcomes. That's actually a strategy. Okay. Mm. Like kingdom speaking, that's a strategy. These are keys to unlock more. Now on this other side, you start moving out of your design because you started going off what people were telling you, you quote unquote should do. Mm-hmm. The opinions of man, you started moving into what success looks like to them, right? Which was not what success looked like for you. And then you start trying to fit into almost like their idol and yeah. It became yours.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Right. And then was God in that?
I mean, I did have some clients. I had like 6 clients and I was like, okay. Oh, this is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was fun. Like,
yeah.
Women got help and stuff, but. Yeah, it wasn't like, didn't feel like it did before.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Now, the interesting thing too, is we can be driven by so many things. And this is just something to be aware of, because I don't like embracing good, bad, right, or wrong, because it puts labels and limits. Okay. So just for you to observe, right? We can be driven by logic and reasoning. And what does the word say about that?
That we should not be.
Yeah. Don't lean on your own understanding, right? Yeah. Okay, so we can be driven by that though. What does it say? Like we can be driven by opinions of man, but if we're gonna be man pleasers, we will never be pleasers of God, right? Yeah. So it's kind of like pick which one you wanna listen to, because you can listen mm-hmm. to anything. We can also listen to a voice of the enemy, and he has an interesting way that he talks to us. Sometimes it can sound like this really harsh self-critic too, which sounds like all those lies that were coming up and all these crazy accusations that were launched at you. And when we listen to them, we get in big trouble because we start building that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we can also listen to fears, right? Which are not of God, right? And we yeah. can listen to these other things and we start literally tracking with that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in the first one, it's just important for you to see what happened here, because you can still choose again, right? His mercies are new every day. We can build the wonderful new every day. We can be mm-hmm. a part of that every day. And you yeah. just start today. Right. And you just get to decide what you want to get really good at and what you want to master. So before yeah. it's like, you love being inspired. You love being in spirit. So you mm-hmm. love seeking God. That's a great thing to know, okay. right? You love feeling in step with God. That's where passion comes from. That's where energy comes from. That's where you actually get quickened in the spirit. Like you love that. Now, the other thing to be aware of is we're not always going to feel it. Okay. So we can be led by our feelings too, but that's not safe, because feelings aren't truth.
Right. Yeah.
They can reveal what's happening in your heart, but they're not truth. Okay. So just that distinction. So you don't want to build from a feeling. You want to build on truth. So that's really important to know. But when you're tracking with God, that's actually where some fun, some joy, some fulfillment comes from. Yeah. Right. Doesn't mean it's not going to be hard or there's not going to be work, right? Dreams come with much effort and painful toil is what the word says. Okay. So the heart is part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? For sure.
The heart is part of it. So that's coming, but you won't really get swept up into the hard if you're fulfilled and if it's your assignment and if you're in your design. So for right. example, you can be called to a place but not operating in your design. Example of this, I don't love fitness coaching, but I've been an athlete my entire life. So I could swing into that and be great at that, but I would very much dislike it because I'm like a out in the deep kind of girl and I go there fast. But you can't even get there if you're not even able to help people start moving their body. You don't even talk about their soul yet or their spirit. You're still focused on your workout routine today. I'm makes like, sense. I am miserable in that life, right? But I'm in the lane of my call.
Right, right.
That I'm called to be a coach and an encourager, but I'm not in my design.
Makes sense.
Got
yeah.
it? So that totally. Can happen too. Like, so it sounds like you were like in the lane here, right? Like you were starting to operate in your design. And just when you started getting traction, somebody tried to pull you out of that.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the parts that you loved about it, you love the faith and encouragement. That doesn't mean that you have to be a coach, but right. you can be a coach to yourself and a coach in your life. You don't have to monetize it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So just some things to think about. So for you, what am I being led by? Mm-hmm. Who am I being led by? Mm-hmm. What or who am I partnering with?
Yeah. Okay?
Motives come from the heart.
Right.
Unless the Lord builds it, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So why not start with him? Okay. So I'm going to start with God. Now, when it comes to, right, the clarity on what's next, okay, sometimes part of serving family and part of like supporting family, sometimes that is getting a job, but you can make it an assignment, right? See if you're called to a job. Just actually take that to God and be like, am I called to a job? I don't like the thought of that. That doesn't sound fun to me. I don't really feel like I'm wanting to do that. However, if you're leading me there and there's skills for me there, I will obey.
Right.
And if that'll serve my family, awesome. Then the interesting thing is you have different constraints put on you, and those can help you, right? So creative people, dreamers with structure, they actually are more successful.
It sounds
counterintuitive. You're like,
It's true.
I hate schedules. I hate plans, right? But it's like, oh, but they give me freedom to create, and I actually do appreciate them.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I have found that about myself. I'm like,
yes,
I actually think I like schedules, even though I don't like them. I like them.
Yes. So sometimes even just being in a job, let's say it is in your zone of genius. Okay. And you actually have something to contribute. There's going to be fun and fulfillment that comes from that. Then there's going to be income. Then there's relief. Mm-hmm. Then there's extra time and extra resource to put in building the thing that you really feel called to and enough time and space to actually create that.
Yeah.
Right. Because a lot of times we try to go for like a, I need to make this much money in 6 months kind of a thing. We're like, is God in that? Because I don't feel his spirit anywhere. There's literally no peace on you. Are you sure God is present?
Yeah.
I don't know. Which direction was that? Right. So really pay attention to that. Jobs don't have to be bad, but maybe the thought about it is off. Okay. Or even with your husband, I would challenge your thoughts around that. It sounds to me like this is a man that loves you dearly, that knows how you're wired, that wants you to be successful more than you do, and that is willing to do anything to support you, but just wants to make sure that you've thought about it and wants the reassurance that you have.
Yeah.
Okay. And that he could offer sometimes some structure or some planning or some extra support in the way that he's gifted that would really bless you, or vice versa. Right. But if you saw each other as a team that totally got one another, you would relate differently. So for you, right, if you couldn't fail and you could operate in your design and be fulfilled in doing it and highly compensated for it, what would you do?
I mean, I definitely would. I don't know.
Let me caveat this with, you don't have to do anything that doesn't feel good or that you think you should or have to do. Okay.
Yeah.
That part, answer it without the limitation or the restriction.
I know. I think about my answer and then I'm like, but what if I do it? And then I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like this as much as I.
Nope, not that part. Just like off the cuff, first thing that comes to mind that lights you up. That.
So, I mean, it would definitely be like speaking. And I mean, I've always wanted to be like on TV and like have speaking show or encouragement show or ministry type thing. Write a book and do like conferences. And like, I have brand merchandise stuff and for sure, like all of that, like be a brand type person.
And which one has the most like energy and inspiration on it right now?
Which one does?
Yeah, which one of those?
I don't know. I mean, they all feel very like unattainable at the moment, so that's why I
If they were like attainable and you could do all of them, which is the first one that you're like, I want to start here?
I really don't know, honestly, because I don't even know if I have like the drive or motivation to do any of those because they're so big. They're too big right now. Like,
No, love that. Helpful information, right? So, take speaking or even take the TV show. Let's say that those are like connected because, I mean, you have to speak on a TV show.
Yeah.
Example of this, what if you got a job working at a TV show?
I don't even know how I would do that.
Yeah. Well, what if you looked into that and started finding out if you could get a job at a TV show? Because then you could see if you like the environment, what all is involved in that, how that unfolds. And you can build the connections and all the things.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess also the thing that I why I've wanted to do this online stuff is because it's very flexible and it's online and I can do it with my kids kind of around and
what
not
if
have
you
to do.
were an assistant for somebody that is a speaker? And then you're getting a bigger picture of what that life looks like in the day to day and what's required and how that happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay. Right. Or, you know, when it comes to, because here's the thing, I like the idea of things, but I don't actually know what the reality is. And then when I get into it, I might not enjoy the reality. So something that's powerful here is I feel called to be an encourager. Okay. Now, what is a way that I can make that, like I can be in obedience with that and take the step that I know to take today that is attainable today? What is that?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. My membership thing, that feels the easiest, most attainable thing right now that I can like learn from and then grow into ideally what I want to turn into.
Okay. And so the membership, what do you picture with the membership?
I mean, I've been thinking I would do like 2 monthly calls, like coaching call things, and then like add videos, like, you know, different, because I don't feel like I fully know like my specific, like I love talking about like purpose and identity and dreams and stuff, but I don't know like what do I specifically love to talk about the most. So I'm like, well, I could just add a bunch of videos in, like a membership where it's ongoing, add videos in, they have like that resource kind of center or whatever. And then I guess see how that goes and see if, I don't know.
Let me come at it from this way. What do you wish existed for somebody like you?
I think I would have wanted someone who could really help me get clear on what I wanted to do and how to do it. And like what felt the most like me.
Okay.
Which like purpose, I guess.
Okay.
But it was also very big on the clarity of what that looks like.
Okay. So I'm hearing a phrase like a dream incubator. Okay. So like a center for dreamers, for creatives, for inspired people to come and to connect with God, right? To get encouraged, to reconnect to their original design, right? Where they can then start sharing about their dreams and start taking practical action towards them.
I mean, I like on my Instagram, I have like Dream Igniter as my like thing.
Brilliant. That's great. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So like you're really passionate about serving people that are wired like you, that identify as being creative visionaries that other people do not get, right? That need a safe place to go where they can be human, where they can talk about their challenges, where they can be supported through them, right? And step out and take action on what's in their heart so that their dreams don't die inside of them.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And like to feel, I mean, like, I don't know, my biggest thing is for them to like feel like it's possible and like that they, I don't know, that they can do it, like the empowering of like, to believe and to dream and to like let yourself go there and not just like think, oh, well, that's too hard or too big or whatever.
That's it. Now here's the fun part. Are you ready? You go first.
Yeah, for real.
Like that's what happens here. You just go first. Okay. And what are you willing? What price are you willing to pay to create that thing?
Yeah. Oh boy. See, and this is when I'm like, well, what if no one comes and I only have like 2 people, then I'm just going to like stop probably because that's what that's I always
option.
Do.
That part's not an option, but what price are you willing to pay to build it to what you just got crazy clear on? What price are you willing to pay?
I don't know. What are the options?
Well, I can shortcut you. Okay. Until it hits by any means necessary, you don't have enough behind it. Right. Like, until it's like, this is what I am on this earth to do, and I will not stop until I see this thing on the earth, right? Because here's what it looks like. No season is the same.
Yeah.
We don't always know what the outcomes are going to look like, right? Mm-hmm. The most important thing is being in step with God and obeying what he put in your heart and what he led you to do a day at a time, a step at a time, a moment at a time.
Yeah.
So if he's given you this thing, what is the most important thing that you do?
Do it.
Okay. Now, how can you support yourself in doing it? So sometimes, right, that asking that question is everything. How can you support yourself in doing it so you don't get caught up in all the fears, knowing that there's going to be some lag time and like actually getting the fullness of the vision, learning the technology, building the thing, putting the right support around it, getting the resource for it, if that is an area that you need, what does it look like? So sometimes it looks like getting a job that pays for this part and brings some relief over here, and then dedicating this amount of time on this day to this thing. But that would be the practical and the plan, because you're on that by any means necessary. I'm going to obey.
Right. Makes sense.
It's like a baby. Okay. You're not going to ask a baby to start like running a race when they just got out of the room. You're not going to do it. Right. They got to learn how to crawl and to walk before they run and before they soar. Right. So there are levels to this thing, right? But if you want to go for longevity, that's the difference here. I'm not going to just try it and see how it goes so I have an out.
Right.
I'm not going to do that to myself, because I love and respect and I honor myself and what's been planted inside of me. That's valuable. So I'm going to back myself all the way up, and I'm not going to let failure be an option. And I'm going to support myself all the way through this thing. I'm going for that sustainability option. I'm not going for like fast out of the gate and crash. I'm going for like endurance.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. So when you know that this is inside of you and you're going for endurance, right? Mm-hmm. Now the question is, what am I going to do to support myself in building this thing? Okay. Are you clear?
I mean, kind of. I guess I'm so for you, do you consider yourself like a ministry or like
so how I answer this, my life is my ministry. So here's what I know to be true. I know that every single day my life is speaking volumes.
Right.
If I don't feel confident in what I am offering, then there's work for me to do. You know what I'm saying? So like people are picture. So an example of this, you've got like kiddos, right? They're studying you every day. And if you don't like what they're imitating, you got to change your image.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And I know personally, I can't change my image unless I'm looking at God.
Yeah. Right. Makes sense.
Because I don't want to look like anybody else. I want to look like who he made me to be, because he already knows who that is. And I just want to make sure I'm a great reflection of that, because nobody else, that's, you can't compete with that. Like God knows exactly how he formed, shaped, and anointed you, and the best and highest expression of you.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm going for. And that's my ministry. Because if I want to give somebody a good thing to study, I want them to see my life and be like, okay, I want to know that God.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
I want to have that level of peace or that level of joy or that level of energy and freedom. Like, I want to really live like that. Like, I want that to be real. I don't want that to be fake. Like, a lot of people confront that, but they have nothing on what that's actually like.
Yeah, totally.
Got it? So I see life as a ministry, and then I see what I am given opportunities to steward as just that. Like God is giving me a grace to steward this well, and I'm going to do that. And I'm going to obey him. And I'm not going to attach to what it looks like. And the world does not operate like that, right? The world is like, you got to do this. You got to 10X this. You got to hustle this. You have to have this outcome. Yeah. If you don't do this, then you won't be successful. And I'm like, that's not my success strategy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Right? Obedience is my success strategy. And so that means that I'm not going to have all the answers, and that's okay. I'm going to get steps. And usually when I take them, then he gives me more steps, and he puts momentum on it. Right.
Right.
It means God often does the heavy lifting and the supernatural part that I could never figure out, which is usually the how and the timing. But if I'm crazy enough to step out there with him, he's going to meet me there. And he's going to lead me into stuff that he already ordered, right? Your steps are ordered by the Lord. He has good plans that he planned in advance that you just might walk in them. You're not figuring this thing out. You're lining up with it.
Right. Yeah.
Right. When you get in alignment, everything connected to your life finds you. Right. Seek the kingdom first, and all the other stuff is added. But where the world goes, they chase all the other stuff, hoping it'll get them, and it eludes them their entire life.
Yeah.
You're miserable because whatever you chase is running from you.
Yeah, makes sense.
If you chase money, you'll never get it. If you chase people, you'll never get them, because they're running from you. Those are not your people. You do not go for people that are running from you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it kind of, like, in a very common sense way, makes sense.
Yeah.
And in an energetic way, it makes sense too. Like, you know what it feels like to be moving outside of your design. You know what it feels like to be like moving off your mission. You know what it feels like to like have to sort of be a chameleon and please people. And that's just all sorts of wrong because you're not designed to do any of those things.
Yeah.
But when you also know, and you've proved it to be true, so it's possible. You also know what it's like when you're in your design, when you're saying a hard yes to everything that is for you and you're not available for anything else and you just go after it.
Yeah.
It works. Mm-hmm. So you already have a strategy.
Yeah.
You already know way more than you're giving yourself credit for.
It's true. I guess I just like, I get caught up in the idea or thinking of like, well, can I be like, can I do ministry and have a membership that will lead to still what I was doing? Like, all, can I do it all? Like combine it? Like,
yeah. Well, and sometimes the answer is yes, but not at once. And sometimes it's not the season for it. Right. Like I started with, coaching and then God told me to shut it down. And I'm like, but it took my whole life to get here. You want me to shut it down? Are you for real? Yeah, because he wasn't in it.
So what did you do? Or aren't you still doing that though? But I mean like,
well, but I laid it down for years. Oh. Laid it down for years and let him mature me to what it was because I didn't know him.
Oh.
And so what I would do is I would point people to personal development and some like good feel good things, but I would never get them to him.
Mm.
And I would fail.
Makes sense.
Right. And he's like, that's why, because then you would be full of pride and be self-centered and never serve a person.
Right.
I'm like, thank you God that you did not give me that journey.
Yeah.
I started coaching in 2009 before this was really like a
big thing.
Today. I don't even know what you would call it today. Right. Yeah. So it was very different then. Okay. And it was big on like personal development and energy and all that kind of stuff. Right. And like really interesting. So he told me to lay it down and he sent me on a really interesting journey, but I never stopped coaching. I just wasn't paying for it for a while.
Right. Right. Makes sense.
And I wasn't public with it, but then he showed me that like, oh no, I've definitely designed you to be a coach and this works everywhere. You just need to do it with me.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. And so then he's like, and now I want you to go public with that. And I'm like, oh, right. So it's like, it's an idol if it's yours and you build it your way. And if you can't lay it down.
Yeah.
But it's God's thing if it's truly in his hands. And then if it is, then you just listen to his directive.
Yeah. And that's why, like, when I stopped doing it all, it was kind of like, okay, I'm just going to, like, let go of this because I know that it's not right now, like, how I'm doing it, what I'm obsessed with, all of that. And so that was kind of my intention to, like, let it all go. And then, you know, this, like, last year, I was like, man, like, how was that? Like, how was this not right? Like, that was when I felt like the best, the most alive or whatever. And then, because I was trying to then make real estate work. And I was like, how am I not supposed to be doing this? And I honestly thought like, maybe I'm just not supposed to do any of that stuff. Yeah. Like,
Well, here's the thing. Nothing that you go through is wasted when it's in God's hands and he uses all of it. He doesn't waste anything. He doesn't release anything that was going on in those 2 years. He uses all of it. Right. So the ways that you were learning how to connect to people in real estate or the ways that you were learning about branding and selling or marketing or whatever the things were, like all of those are essential for what's next.
Okay. And that's what I feel like I learned so much this last like 7 months
with
like marketing, all of that, that now I'm like, maybe I needed to learn this so that I can move back into all of this and like have a better understanding.
Well, those things are essential. Yeah. Those things are essential. Right. And so, and you've been asking to be many roles and you have to be many roles if you want to run what you're saying you want to run. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. You're going to have to wear many hats. And you're going to have to know how to do it well. Not that you're going to have to do them all yourself all the time, but you're going to have to know how to do them well in order to delegate and manage people that do them too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But here is what is true, right? Your assignment and what you're called to will require all of you. And you can't have a hobby mentality or a let's just see how it goes. You can't have it now. You know, that's what the world will say, burn your boats, right? Mm-hmm. Like with God, there's only option A, because it works.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's no B, C, D, you have to, right? Like there's none of those. Like there's, I'm all in God. You show me what to do and I'll follow.
But could see in my head, I'm thinking like, I don't want to have like this membership for like ever, but can I have this like as a season of this is my next step and have it for, I don't know how much time and then transition to something or transition to like my next step, like that's okay, right?
You can do whatever you want. Okay. Here's the thing. You have free will. So you can literally do whatever you want as long as you want. Like you have the power to decide. And that is what makes you powerful. Okay. Now, however this evolves, right? Like my desire is that I'm obedient. That's what I desire, no matter what that looks like. In my mind, I would just coach every day because that's my jam. And God's like, no. I have a much bigger picture. And I'm like, oh. That's a lot. I didn't know that that would be required, right? Or like that would be the sacrifice, or that would have to be the amount of devotion and resource and all the things, right? Like that's a lot. Like I did not see myself operating that way, but what he prepared me for did design me to operate that way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that makes sense. You put like, I don't know, 8, 13, 15 years on some of these things. That makes sense.
Right.
You built me for that. And I just wanted a little small vision and was content over here. And that's not how God moves. Mm-hmm. So for you, right? Like it can evolve. Like my most important thing is, okay, if God took social media tomorrow, it just shut it down. Would I be okay? Or was my identity there?
That's right.
If God says do a membership for 2 years and then move it into this, cool. Mm-hmm. Follow that. But the most important thing, if you want to be a faith walker, is to make sure you're hearing him and obeying what he's telling you.
Yeah, makes sense.
And you got to be so close that he says, go left, you go left.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing this today and he's like, do this tomorrow. And you're like, cool. Like there's some things that I was doing last year that were working and successful. And he's like, yeah, we're not doing that this year. And I'm like, oh,
great.
All right. What are we doing this year? Mm-hmm. Right. But not from a place of attachment and gripping the thing, but like, okay, that sounds fun. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, so it can shift and things naturally will evolve with you.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. But the encouragement is instead of, you know, that mind that you've got, right. Instead of like talking yourself out of it, instead of giving yourself an out, if I went all in and I could not fail, what would I do?
Right.
If God was going to be glorified from this, what would this look like?
Yeah.
If people's lives were going to be transformed by me showing up, what am I willing to do?
Right. Yeah.
See how that's different? And the answers come when you ask better questions.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Like, what if I have to get a job I don't like? Are you going to get a good answer to that? Probably not. Like, what if you do? Then what? You get a job and you don't have to love it, but you can be successful and steward it well and be excellent. And that can promote you into something next.
Yeah.
That's an option, right? Or maybe you have to give way more time than you thought. You thought that this might be like giving you more time and it's taking more than what?
Right.
Right. But you cross all of those when you get to it.
Right. Makes sense.
Does that help?
Yeah, that's good.
What's your takeaway today?
I mean, definitely just making sure I'm in alignment with where God wants me. And to definitely not be attached to the outcome of everything, because like pursuing things out of the place of, if it doesn't happen the way I hope or imagine, I'm still gonna do it. Or like, I'm still gonna, like, this is what I am inspired to do. So just do it regardless of what happens type thing.
I'll be a doer. I'll be a finisher. I'm gonna be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word.
Yeah.
I'm going to be somebody that is seen for going after their dreams and making them happen with God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Right. Co-creating some epic things. Cause he did say I would do exploits after all. So that's exactly what I'm going for.
Yeah.
See how different that is. Mm-hmm. So we need the word to talk ourselves into truth, and we need to be a coach. You're not often being a coach. We have to coach ourselves every day. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord every day. And when you do, then you know what to do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Right. And then you just follow through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's going to come. The doubts are going to come. The opinions are going to come. People are going to think you're nuts, but you have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sure. I don't need you to believe in me. Like I shared an example. I had a family member ask me, they were like, is what you're doing like logical? And like, do you think it's like, you know, do you think that it's like, it's reasonable? Like it's going to work. And I was like, No, nothing I am doing is logical or reasonable. Like, does that make you feel better? I have no fear and no shame saying that, because I'm like, none of this is normal. None of this is reasonable. None of this makes sense. And that's exactly why it's going to work.
Yeah.
And I don't need you to think that rationalizing it out is going to make it work. You just get to be along for the ride and watch it work. Yeah. How about that? You see what I'm saying? But that's a different level of knowing and confidence. Mm-hmm. Not like, I hope so, or we'll see how it goes. Different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm crazy enough to believe that God said it and that settles it. And I'm building this thing with him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's good, man. So true.
Right? And then that gives you energy. And then you take a step and he gives you empowerment for the next step. And then you reveal the next one and you move on that thing. And you're building with God something crazy powerful because you dared to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
Okay. My encouragement to you is you are not designed to fit anybody else's mold. You will fail every time you try to bend, shape, morph into whatever anybody else's picture of you is, because it's not what God has in mind. He's got the picture.
Yeah.
Seek him and he'll give you everything else. Dare to be the one that dreams and follows through, and look how many dreams you can unlock doing that.
Yeah.
And that would be everything, because that's what you're called to.
Yeah.
So okay. And that will minister into people's hearts, to their minds, their spirits in the most magical ways. Yeah. And that will light you all the way up.
So okay? Good.
So let your light so shine. Do not put it under a bushel. Do not hide it. Do not diminish it. Do not talk yourself out of it. You guard that thing and you turn it up.
Yeah. So
okay.
Love it.
Yes. So I'm fully expectant for more testimonies to come through from you. So definitely keep us updated. We want to know what happens. Yeah. And I just honor you. I honor your courage. I honor your hearts. I honor your dreams. They're happening. God Thank wants them to so happen much. More than you do.
Yeah. So true. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for sharing. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I love it.
Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.